Literature, page 138, exercises 4 and 5.
My family and other animals. The world in a wall. The crumbling wall that surrounded the sunken garden alongside the house was a rich hunting ground for me. It was an ancient brick wall that had been plastered over, but now this outer skin was green with moss, bulging and sagging with the damp of many winters. The whole surface was an intricate map of cracks, some several inches wide, others as fine as hairs. Here and there, large pieces had dropped off and revealed the rows of rose-pink bricks lying beneath, like ribs. There was a whole landscape on this wall, if you peered closely enough to see it. The roofs of 100 tiny toadstools, red, yellow and brown, showed in patches like villages on the damper portions. Mountains of bottle green moss grew in tuffets so symmetrical that they might have been planted and trimmed. Forests of small ferns sprouted from cracks in the shady places, drooping like little green fountains. The top of the wall was a desert land, too dry for anything except a few rust-red mosses to live in it, too hot for anything except sunbathing for the dragonflies. At the base of the wall grew a mass of plants, thrusting their leaves among the piles of broken roof tiles that lay there. This whole strip was guarded by a labyrinth of blackberry, hung in season with fruit that was plump and juicy. The inhabitants of the wall were a mixed lot, and they were divided into day and night workers, the hunters and the hunted. At night, the hunters were the toads that lived among the brambles, and the geckos, pale and translucent with bulging eyes, that lived in the cracks higher up the wall. Their prey was the population of stupid, absent-minded crane flies that zoomed and barged their way among the leaves. Moths of all sizes and shapes, moths striped, checked, spotted and blotched, that fluttered in soft clouds along the plaster. The beetles, rotund and neatly clad as businessmen, hurrying with efficiency about their night's work. When the last glowworm had dragged his emerald lantern to bed over the hills of moss and the sun rose, the wall was taken over by the next set of inhabitants. Here, it was more difficult to differentiate between the prey and the predators, for everything seemed to feed indiscriminately off everything else. Thus the hunting wasps searched out caterpillars and spiders, the spiders hunted for flies, the dragonflies, big, brittle and hunting pink, fed off the spiders and the flies, and the swift, multicoloured wall lizards fed off everything. But the shyest and most self-effacing of the wall community were the most dangerous. You hardly ever saw one unless you looked for it, and yet there must have been several hundred living in the cracks of the wall. Slide a knife blade carefully under a piece of the loose plaster and lever it gently away from the brick, and there, crouching beneath it, would be a little black scorpion an inch long, looking as though he were made out of polished chocolate. They were weird-looking things, with their flattened, oval bodies, their neat, crooked legs, the enormous, crab-like claws, neatly jointed as armour, and the tail like a string of brown beads ending in a sting like a rose thorn. The scorpion would lie there quite quietly as you examined him, only raising his tail in a gesture of warning if you breathed too hard on him. If you kept him in the sun too long, he would simply turn his back on you and walk away, and then slide slowly but firmly under another section of plaster. I grew very fond of these scorpions. I found them to be pleasant, unassuming creatures with, on the whole, the most charming habits. Provided you did nothing silly or clumsy, like putting your hand on one, the scorpions treated you with respect, their one desire being to get away and hide as quickly as possible. They must have found me rather a trial, for I was always ripping sections of the plaster away so that I could watch them, or capturing them and making them walk about in jam jars so that I could see the way their feet moved. By means of my sudden and unexpected assaults on the wall, I discovered quite a bit about the scorpions. I found that they would eat blue bottles, although how they caught them was a mystery I never solved, grasshoppers and moths. Several times I found them eating each other, a habit I found most distressing in a creature otherwise so impeccable.